Lisa and Pete would love to give you $5,000 to go travelling with. However, the best they can do is this podcast. But if you buy land with LWP, you'll score a $5,000 travel voucher. Find out more at lwppropertygroup.com.au.
We're talking travel plans going awry today. Our caller of the day, incidentally, wins $150 to spend at the Newport Hotel, where you can catch WA's finest playing classic albums every Thursday. That'll be tonight, and I guess next Thursday too. As if the ash cloud hasn't been enough to send people's travel plans awry, there's an operator in Fremantle, Sky Air Services, which is making enemies everywhere it goes.
Yes. Apparently the number's risen too of people complaining. It's 51 people now.
It was 27 when we first talked about it just minutes ago. With the consumer protection of reported to consumer protection possibly losing $175,000, people saying they're getting to airports in East Europe, if you don't mind, to get back to Perth, and their booking's not there, it's been cancelled, who knows?
That is so super dodgy.
We asked if you've had your travel plans go awry. George in Caversham. Hello, George.
Hello.
No, George. Hey, George. Hello, George. Yeah.
Hello.
What happened?
Travelling back from Europe with a reputable airline back in 89. Mm-hmm. We were on a 747 leaving Athens, coming back to Australia, back to Brisbane, and 420 passengers on board, and we'd been flying for about 4.5 hours. Then we were alerted by the captain that there was technical errors with the aircraft, and we had to return back to Athens International Airport. Three of us, my dad, my mum, myself, we all had a window seat, so we noticed, obviously, a lot of fuel being dumped out of the wings of the plane.
Yes. So,
upon returning back to Athens, we noticed down the sides of the runway, police, fire brigade, ambulance, the army. So we definitely knew that something wasn't right.
No.
So no sooner had the plane touched the tarmac, and it just basically pulled up on a dime. They're telling everyone to get out. So we've got out, sat in the terminal for about 12 hours with them not telling us anything. And then they advised all the passengers that there had been a bomb scare on this flight, and they basically had to rip apart the whole plane.
We sat in the
terminal for 12 hours. They finally said that there was no threat. They loaded the same passengers back onto the same flight.
Oh, terrific.
Yes, everyone was quite pleased with that. And then they flew us to Singapore, which was obviously the stop, and basically took everyone from Sydney, from Melbourne, Adelaide, Darwin, Perth, into buses and took them to hotels. And then the remaining passengers had to go on the same flight again back to Sydney. And then we had to change planes in Sydney to fly back to Brisbane. So we're about 26 hours late. They wouldn't tell anybody at any of the destinations, any family members, what had happened. But obviously, because they didn't want to expose had happened on this flight. So it was, to this day, my parents still won't get on another flight.
Oh,
no.
Yes, I can understand. Thanks, George.
Yeah, no problem. Ticking all the boxes there for things that can go wrong. Beck from Clarkson, travel plans have gone awry.
Yeah, hi.
What happened?
Oh, well, this was a few years ago now. First time I've ever booked with a travel agent, and I was going to India. Mm-hmm. So we arrived in India, got off the airplane, went to our hotel, only to find out it had been demolished 3 days before we arrived.
What?
Yeah.
You're joking.
Nah. So we're stranded in the middle of New Delhi. We ended up catching a little tuk-tuk to the next stop, which was 4.5 hours away. Oh, so right.
4.5 hours in a tuk-tuk?
That's quite a ride.
Oh, no. So, did you see the funny side?
Yeah,
look, at least you were young and adventurous.
Yeah. 10 years later, after Shad, came around, started talking again.
Thanks, Beck.
No worries.
That's definitely going awry.
Wow.
Awry in Delhi.
That's insane. At least repeat.
Please be advised, the following radio segment is designed for people who go to the movies or who watch movies, rent movies in store or online, people who eat popcorn and other movie-related snacks. Lisa and Pete would like to remind you this isn't just talking movies. This is Justin Hamilton, talking movies.
Justin Hamilton.
I felt like you were going to be excited about this.
I think
he
knows what's coming.
I think he does too. We're going to be talking about the latest Marvel movie. And I think we were talking about this with the Avengers. Like if before Iron Man came out, if you'd said to most people who's Iron Man, they probably would have answered Grant Kenny. Right? no one really knew who he was. Yeah. He was known in the comics, but definitely not in the wider world. And then that movie became a hit. And then when you think about it, Marvel's introduced, like, we're used to them now. But if you think about it, some of the characters they've introduced us to is like a blonde Aussie god with a hammer, a super soldier from World War II, and space pirates. And when you put it down like that, you think, that is so weird that that has taken off. So now we have their latest roll of the dice with Ant-Man. So when we meet Scott Lang, who's Paul Rudd, he's just been let out of prison and is attempting to get his life back on the straight and narrow. When Scott comes into contact with an eccentric scientist and millionaire, Hank Pym, played by Michael Douglas, he's brought into a world where superheroes reign supreme, and he's asked to take on the size-shifting abilities of the Ant-Man. Now have a listen to this, and then we'll have a chat about this really interesting Marvel film.
Imagine a soldier the size of an insect. The ultimate secret weapon.
Are you ready to become a hero?
Now, the suit has power. When you're small, you have superhuman strength. You're like a bullet. So you need to know how to punch.
You want to show me how to punch? Show me how to punch.
That's how you punch.
I can't tell you how gutted I was that it came out last Thursday and we were down south.
God, is it? You're doing that thing where you're just like, I'm staying off Twitter, I'm staying off Facebook, I need to stay away from everything.
And of course, Marvel movie, you know, it's probably setting up their next series of movies that are coming out. There'll be Easter eggs galore, so it's going to be everywhere with people trying to dissect this film.
Right. Definitely. And this is the end of Phase 2. So it's interesting. I thought that the Avengers Age of Ultron would have been the end of Phase 2, but this is actually the end of it. And then the next film, which is Captain America Civil War, is the beginning of Phase 3. Uh-huh. And I have to say, this would have to be the lowest key Marvel movie to date. Like, in this film, you know, the world isn't being attacked by aliens or homicidal robots. Instead, it's just about certain individuals attempting to do the right thing after they've quite clearly not lived up to the expectations of their own lives. And, you know, it's just a breath of fresh air not seeing a superhero movie where massive things go bang. Like, the climax of this film, like, I could not stop laughing. It is, and without giving anything away, because it's Ant-Man who is tiny, it takes place not on an island floating in the sky. It's not taking place in the middle of Manhattan. It takes place in a little girl's bedroom. And it's hilarious because you see the action from their tiny perspective and it's massive. Like, oh my God, that train's about to hit them. And then you see it from the proper perspective and that's Thomas the Tank Engine running into him. Mm. And it just falls over. And it is funny. Paul Rudd is not only incredibly watchable, but he's also really good in the action scenes. It probably follows the Marvel formula a little too closely for the storyline to be surprising, I guess. But going in, you'll just have a lot of fun and stay right to the very end because you're going to get a little taste of what I reckon will be what is setting up Captain America Civil War. Pete, are you all right?
Oh, man. I just excuse me. I need a moment.
Yes, I thoroughly enjoyed this. I'm giving Ant-Man 3.5. Honey, I Shrunk the Superheroes out of 5.
Yo, beauty. Thank you.
It's Lisa and Pete Ross in for Pete for the LWP Property Group and talking schlock horror.
Schlock horror. Although that wasn't a schlock horror. That was a mighty fine
tarnish
film.
Tarnish the name of
Alfred
Hitchcock.
Anything that he did, yes. We asked what your favourite schlock movie is. We've got Chaz in Victoria Park. Hello, Chaz.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's yours?
The best ever made schlock horror movie has to be H.P. Lovecraft's Reanimator.
Ah, yes.
The scene in that where he gets the dead cat out of the fridge, injects the green liquid into it, and the cat raises its paw up and just goes, and then he says to his mate, "Don't expect it to tap dance. It has got a broken spine."
Oh, my God. Good heavens.
And then, at the end, having the bad guy strangled by his own intestines.
Oh, yeah. Can't beat that.
Got to be the best. Yeah,
Chaz, just out of interest, how many times have you seen it?
Oh, probably 15, 20 times.
Why not?
It's available on Netflix.
Oh, there you go. What a guy.
Thanks, Chaz.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
See ya. Michael in Coburn. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah,
now, this may not actually be schlock horror. It's more schlock action, but
oh, okay.
I feel that it does need a mention.
Mm.
It's called Kung Fury.
Kung Fury?
It ticks all of the boxes. It is absolutely
brilliant. Did you say
brilliant. It
kicks all of the boxes?
Hey!
Oh, it kicks all of the boxes too, actually,
yes.
Now that you mention it. It was crowdfunded. It wasn't released in theatres. It wasn't even straight to DVD. It went straight to YouTube. It's that bad.
That's brilliant.
But it was one of those movies that was never pretending to be a good movie.
No.
It was made to be so bad that it was good.
Ah.
And just as icing on the cake, it's also got David Hasselhoff.
So, I think...
Oh,
you had me.
Archetypal
yeah, that's
schlock
it.
Actor, isn't he?
Well, I love Hasselhoff because he doesn't take himself seriously.
No.
I know. It was perhaps one of the funniest movies I've ever seen. It ticks all of these schlock boxes. It's got, you know, time travel. It's got raptors with lasers for some reason. It's on YouTube. I would highly recommend checking it out.
Checking that out. Thank you, Michael.
All right.
See ya.
Two absolute students of the schlock
horror
genre right there.
Mm-hmm.
Very proud of both
not?
Of those guys' efforts, of course. I feel we could have gone on with that for ages, but
mm-hmm.
we won't because mm-hmm. it's 23 to 7. Lisa, repeat.
With a $5,000 travel voucher from LWP, you could go pretty much anywhere in the world. Better yet, you can take this podcast of Lisa and Pete with you. Find out more at lwpropertygroup.com.au.